certain political groups have always used foreign immigration as a scapegoat.
Political scientist Lynn Leverty.
It's a wonderful political organizing tool.
If you're an illegal alien in this country and you have a baby, that baby is automatically a citizen, and then the entire welfare industrial complex opens up to this child. Doctors and hospitals want the taxpayer to pick up health care costs. Government agency bureaucrats want the size of their bureaucracies to grow.
My grandparents came through Ellis Island. They did not get welfare. They did not get free medical benefits. If they didn't work, they didn't survive, they died. We have too many problems as it is right now. We're worrying about other citizens around the world.
Undocumented immigrants don't consume a lot of welfare services.
In California, one student costs the taxpayers $4,800 a year.
Rick Altman.
At a minimum. There's no way that illegal immigrants are paying their way in terms of educational costs, health care costs.
If you look at the lifetime of the immigrant.
Sociologist Max Castro.
I believe the Tomas Rivera Center did a study recently. The child of an illegal immigrant may contribute many times over the money that has been spent as a result of the education he received, which is an investment.
Immigrants that are coming in tend to be of lower skilled and lower education, which at the rate they're coming in, is going to forever consign them to lower income levels in our society.
Mostly they're here because Americans hire them.
Lower income and lower middle income wages have actually declined in real terms because of this flood of immigrant labor. And it's unfair to the working poor. That is like a narcotic that businesses are using to keep their profits going.
The migrants who come here and find economic and occupational niches for themselves.
Anthropologist Lucy Ho.
Are working in positions that Americans either cannot fill or don't want.
One of the issues is whether or not immigrants should be allowed to create the enclaves that exist in Miami or that existed here in Tampa. The enclave is considered kind of a dangerous development, a place where people are somehow encouraged to hold on to their old ideas and their old customs. But the enclave is also an economy of scale. It's an incubator of development. It's a way in which people can engage in mutual self-help to create solutions to the problems that the people who worry about immigrants feeding off of our welfare system wouldn't have. The Cuban success story is much vaunted, but there's nothing intrinsically enterprising or successful about Cubans that could not also be said of other groups. And I think that that is one of the lessons of Florida.